Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it happened again on Tuesday. Last week, the racist American-hating Mexicans down in Mexico booed the Star-Spangled Banner before the Olympic soccer game qualifying tournament. They then chanted Osama, 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 drowning out even the other crowd noise. And it happened again on Tuesday where the Americans lost. And this is who Bush wants the borders to be open to. Our federal government funds these type of ideas. And what is Bush, his business partner Bin Laden, and racist Mexicans have in common? They all hate America. We'll get back into that. Also, a ton of other news I haven't even covered yet. Right now, let's go back to these loaded phone lines. They're always interesting. And let's talk to Ron in New York, and we'll go to Sean, Chris, Tim, Kurt, and others. Go ahead, Ron in New York.
Hello, Alex. Alex, I'd like to mention three things, very interesting things. In our local newspaper, New York Newsday here in New York, in the early part of this month, there was an article in there written by a man, an investigative journalist named Curtis Taylor. It dealt with how municipal pension funds, of which I'm a member of, may have been depositing, the local control of New York City may have been depositing money in banks that turned around and gave Saddam Hussein credit throughout the years.
Yeah, that goes back to BCCI and that whole private cash machine.
Gets better, Alex. So I called this journalist up. I spoke with him personally. And he said yes, and that the control of New York City was now addressing that problem. However, in the course of that conversation, he told me that in his investigation, it came out, he was chuckling as he was saying it because he thought it was, you know, so outrageous in a way. It's like, how could people be so stupid? American businessmen, since the first Gulf War, formed offshore corporations, and they were doing business with Saddam Hussein right up to the last minute, buying oil from him. American businessmen forming like
Caribbean
corporations.
Well, let me tell you how this works. Look, for those who just joined us, everything that our caller Ron is saying, I already have the mainstream news articles on it. The average person just never hears about it. Let me explain the magnitude of this. The way the sanctions were written by the Security Council, controlled by the bankers in New York, was that Saddam couldn't buy anything or sell anything but through them, namely Dick Cheney and James Baker and just a few dozen others. And so, right up until a month before the invasion, during the troop buildup, he could only buy oil-filled equipment, weapons components, you name it, from Dick Cheney and others. And then they stand up and talk about how evil Saddam is and how anybody who trades with the enemy's got to be arrested.
And check out young
guys. Are, whether it's Al-Qaeda, Saddam, Pakistan, everything. And they take your pension money to do it.
And the funny part about it is, Alex, instead of them checking out these so-called Americans, businessmen, they're hassling young guys who are jogging across a crosswalk and worried about the patriotism of simple people like that and old grannies and so forth. Now, the second story I have is from a civil service journal here in New York called The Chief. The New York City Council voted 36-13 with one abstention to pass a resolution calling for the United States Congress to repeal certain aspects of the Patriot Act. They had a rally when they announced the result of this vote, and at this rally was a woman who belongs to a group called Peaceful Tomorrow. It's an anti-war group which consists of families of people killed in the September 11th attack. This woman in particular, Adelaide Welty, her son was a fireman killed in the Twin Towers.
And we had the organizer of that on last first hour.
Right. So my point is you can't accuse this woman of being a communist subversive. She gave her son up to those efforts, okay? He lost his life. And she made this statement. I think it was a very brave thing for her to say and do. She indicated that the administration is using American fears of further terrorist attacks, and this is a quote, to push its agenda for regime change abroad and repression at home. And this is what this woman said. I think it's time that we have to take heed to what's going on. And lastly, Alex, I'd just like to mention, maybe it would be a great guest to have on your show. It's a male-female group. They're on the Pacifica Network. They do a show testing the
water. Tell you what, just email me the info. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have loaded phone lines, an absolute news blitz of key information, a recap of top stories at the end of the show as well. Got about 51 minutes left. We got loaded phone lines here. But before I go, back to callers in order, Sean and Chris and Tim and Kurt and others, I got a rule. If you disagree with me, you go to the front of the line. Number one, we don't screen calls here. We just say, what are you calling about in case you disagree? We ask where you're calling from, your first name, and hey, sometimes we ask, well, what are you calling about? Because we want to know if you disagree. We ask Richard in Texas, what do you want to call about? And he said, I disagree with Alex about his racist attitude towards Mexicans. Before I go to Richard, let me just explain this. You go back and listen to what I said, maybe he's a new listener, is that I have a lot of Hispanic friends. They're the most highly decorated statistically people in our military, Congressional Medal of Honor winners, all that. I said racist Mexicans in Mexico, in Guadalajara, and in another soccer match, booed the Star Spangled Banner and chanted Osama, Osama, Osama. And yeah, they're racist. Now, I have gone to the Metro website. I've read their quotes. I've shown video of them with signs of people, white people's heads cut off, saying, we're going to kill the white man. And now, that's racism. Now, I've gone out and bullhorned the Klan, and I've gone out and bullhorned Metcha. And last time I checked, I didn't see white people starting groups called the Race, La Raza. I mean, this is getting to be out of control. This political correctness that if you criticize, groups, I mean, Khalid Muhammad says kill all white people, kill all white women, kill all babies. I've played the clip here many times. Every 9 months, the white woman lays down on her back and out rolls reinforcement. Why do you say kill a little blue-eyed baby? Because that little white devil's going to grow up and we got to kill them all. I mean, that's racism. And I'm sick of it, and I will stand up against it. Now, let's go to Richard in Texas. Go ahead, Richard.
Well, thanks for putting me at the front of the line. I can't really disagree with your previous tirade to a whole lot. My point is this. Although there is racism in every group of people.
The white woman is the military manufacturing center.
Whatever. I know Mexicans. I've traveled into Mexico a number of times. I speak passable Spanish. I'm white as a Klansman, except I couldn't stand to be one of them. But there is...
Okay, well, who do you think's chanting Osama? The Easter Bunny?
The people that are being inspired by the American government. What I'm saying here is the problem...
Well, all I know is when I'm eating somewhere, the Mexicans...
Could I speak
Hold on a second. I talk just like this on my TV show here in Austin. All I know is that every time I eat at a Mexican food restaurant, my food's paid for. Okay? I mean, I just... Look, Mexicans who are patriotic and American know I'm telling the truth because they're around it. And that's the truth, my friend.
Okay, if I could speak just a little bit.
Okay, go ahead, talk.
Oh, your statements about the racism and all of this sort of stuff that, is anti-American, you're reflecting only a minority of the Mexican attitude that's been inspired by U.S. government stuff, okay?
And well, I got to agree with it. Look, make your point, and then I'll comment.
Okay, I think what I'm saying is it's counterproductive to say that. There are reasons that a lot of Mexicans dislike the American government. I mean, we took over what was their supposed territory.
Here, let's be clear on that. My ancestors did.
Well, mine did, too. I'm white as the day is long. But my point is, sir,
there's a whole lot of people with brown skin walking around here who took it away from them, too. You know who wrote the Texas Constitution?
Well, I know who wrote the Mexican Constitution of 1821.
Yeah, but do you know who wrote the Constitution? A third of our force was Tejanos.
I agree with you.
I'm not arguing
with you, Alex.
Ah, go ahead.
I'm trying to make a point here, okay? But Mexicans are not racist. I've traveled down there in two different ways.
Saying white people aren't racist. Because you're not racist, you don't think there aren't whites that aren't racist?
Some are, but I'm not trying to argue. I'm trying to make a point. There have been bad things done to almost all of the Latin Americans by the American government. And a lot of them have resentment about that. For good reason. Are you familiar with the provisions of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I've read it.
Okay. Do you know one of the things that it said when we took over basically New Mexico and Arizona?
Well, let's see if what you say is true. Go ahead.
Is that basically the Spanish and Mexican land grants for land there would be honored by the American government. That is, those who held the land would also be able to hold it under American provision. The first thing that happened, as soon as it was taken over, and it took some time, but as soon as we moved in there...
Make your point. I got to move on.
They started taking the land back from these people. The other thing that I want to make, one other point, is that we have messed in Central American and Mexican politics negatively ever since this country has been in existence.
Okay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I got a bunch of callers, and I got many guests I got to get on here. But let me just say this. I'm not going to defend things that the government has done. But our government, compared to the Mexican government under Santa Anna and those that came after him, were saints. You can't own land in Mexico. It's a tiny fraction, just a few hundred families that own almost all of it. Okay, now a Mexican can come up here and own land. And what you just said isn't true, because in South Texas, almost all the richest families in Southwest Texas all have Spanish surnames, and they were Tejanos. And they own the businesses, they own hundreds of thousands of acres. It's just not true. Now, were there range wars? Did white people get run off land? Did Mexicans get run off land? Absolutely. That did go on, and that happened to everybody. But Mexico, and most of the Mexicans I talk to who are illegals, and my wife speaks Spanish, she speaks German, she speaks French, she speaks it all, because her dad was a diplomat, she grew up in Europe. You know, she hears the comments, she knows what's going on. I'm not talking about the Mexican peasants, the hardworking, nice Christian people. I'm talking about those out of the colleges and the people that are out there organizing and printing up the comic books and all the stuff that puts out this lie. That's what I'm saying. And Mexico, the French, the Russians tried to claim part of this country. Everybody was grabbing it. It belonged to the Indians. It didn't, Native Americans. It didn't belong to Mexico. It didn't belong to us. And for Mexico to say the Southwest belongs to them, and to have South Texas towns flying the Mexican flag and no American flag and saying you can't speak English in court proceedings and the documents are in Spanish, that's wrong. And there's a La Reconquista going on, a reconquering. And that New York runs it because they want to break this country up. Now, that's the facts. Is Latin America mad because the CIA overthrows their governments and kills people and death squads? Yes. Is that wrong? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. But many times their corrupt governments blame everything on the U.S. government and use that as a tool of control. And I'm saying we got a big group of people that don't like America pouring in here. Now, that's the facts. All right, we're going to go to the loaded phones, but I appreciate Jim Shepherd holding for the last 8 minutes. Jim Shepherd, big sponsor of this show. I believe in the product, high-quality water filters. I believe you need to stop. I know you need to stop drinking the poison in the water. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure. By the way, I was listening to your previous caller, and I'd like to make just a couple points on that. First of all, the land grants were not revoked. In Colorado and New Mexico, there are large land grants that predate these territories being annexed into the United States. One of them that comes to mind is the Baca land grant. So I really didn't quite follow what the caller was saying on that. Now, I think that he did make two good points. I think that one of the points he was trying to make was that the government, that the people down there can probably distinguish the difference between the government and the people. And then I would make one other point. In my travels in Mexico, what I found was that especially the border towns and then the large cities like Mexico City, man, I'll tell you what, there's some of those people, they'll kill you for 2 pesos in your pocket. And then you get out in the rural areas, and they are some of the kindest people that you will ever meet. I mean,
That's the point I was making, is you've got, I'd say half the Mexicans hate America. I'm talking about the ones in Mexico, and the other half are good people. But this is a fact, folks.
And, it's just been my observation that when you get into the large cities, and of course that's probably true here in the United States too, you get in the large cities and people tend to be a little bit more keyed up than country folk. But for me it was absolutely stark, the difference. When I, my first impression of Mexico was the border towns. And it scared me to death. And I got down in there 500,000 miles down, and I could not believe how kind and genuine and good-natured these people were. And I think that you made a good point also with respect to the government systems. Unfortunately, in Latin America, there's always been a patronage system where when somebody gets into office, the first people they take care of is family. And unfortunately, that breeds corruption. And God bless those people that live under those governmental systems that have patronage down there. That's one thing that we have not had to deal with here in the United States. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have been so prosperous.
Well, that's it. So, We'll be right back, Jim, to plug the filters, then we'll go to calls. Everybody, stay right there. You don't want to miss the rest of the show.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles, yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
I'm going to shotgun through the oldest calls we've been holding here after we're done with Jim, Sean and Chris and Tim and Kurt and Pat. That'll be it for calls. Then I'll spend about 15 minutes blitzkrieging through the final key news items here. Jim Shepard, herbicides, pesticides, sodium fluoride, chlorine, dead bacteria,
live affluent, bacteria.
Yeah, exactly. Affluent from Sur Systems, Redland Prozac. It's in the water supply. Hormones from birth control pills. It's admitted. It's horrible. Only a nut would drink tap water. I was at a restaurant last night, and And, you know, they didn't have bottled water, which I don't even like. And then I tried to take a step of tap water. It tasted horrible. People got to stop drinking this. How do we take control of our lives when we won't even stop drinking the poison water? 70% of your body is water, folks. One of the biggest causes of cancer and everything else is the MBTE and the rest of it. Stop drinking tap water. Buy a product that's great, made in America, that also supports this broadcast. You can't beat it. What are the specials, Jim?
Okay, I'm going to modify the specials specifically because of the nuclear maneuvers that Russia is going to be doing starting the next week. Have you briefed your audience on that?
I mentioned it in the first hour, but yeah, they're doing nuclear attack drills, and
basically they're going to be launching intercontinental ballistic missiles, shooting missiles off from submarines. They're going to be mimicking a seven-hour nuclear war. They're going to be launching satellites into the space and so on and so forth. So the special this month is the Berkey light without the lights and a free sport bottle. For folks who want to avail themselves of that special, you can swap out the sport bottle for potassium iodate just in case anything crazy would go on. If you feel like that, if that will make you more comfortable, then you can swap that out.
Well, everybody should have potassium iodate, because how many Austinites know they have a pretty good-sized nuclear reactor, an old one, at UT? No one seems to know that. It could have a problem. There's the South Texas Nuclear Project, a gigantic complex down there, one of the biggest nuclear reactors in the country. So-called terrorists could attack it. I bought about 20 bottles from me, and I gave about 12 of them away to family and friends, but I've got 8 bottles, one in each car. I mean, this is the number one cause of death, if there is a radiation event, is a thyroid filling and then literally rotting in your body. Absolutely.
That wind can carry the nuclear fallout from an event like that for 200-300 miles. And so we're going to modify the special where you can have your choice of the sport bottle or the potassium iodate. If you get the Berkey light with the light, then you can get 2 sport bottles or 2 potassium iodate, or you can get one of each, mix and match. And then we have the other sport bottle special. That's 5 sport bottles for $99, and these are the generic sport bottles. The same thing as the Berkey Sport. It's just that we make some generic for certain purposes. Or you can get a dozen of them for $199, and that is also a mix and match. If you want to get some of the potassium iodate in lieu of the sport bottles, you can do that.
And by the way, the feds have bought this for all their agencies, Postal Service people, but somehow haven't told us to get it. 1-888-803-4438. Call Debbie right now. Put in your order. And if it's busy, leave your name and numbers. We'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. Anything else, Jim?
I think that you just made a good point, Alex, that government agencies across the United States are stockpiling potassium iodate, and somehow the people themselves are being left out. And if you don't want to be dependent upon some government agency to be kind enough to pass it out to you before a nuclear event, then you really ought to do what the government is doing and start getting some of that stuff in your own possession.
1-888-803-4438. Thanks for coming on, Jim.
Always a pleasure, Alex.
You bet. We're going to break, come back, go to your calls immediately. In fact, let's just go to one right now. Sean in Rhode Island. Sean, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How are you?
Good, sir.
Good. First time caller. Love your show.
Well, thank you.
I just want to make a couple points. I want to say America, the land of the confused and the world headquarters of the brainwashed. The America is scared of people like me, and what they will do, even their own kind, is put them in the ground. Because information is leaked out. Now, if you look back through history, America was founded on gangs. Now, today we have the FBI, we have the police, we have the CIA, all gangs. Even the correction officers are gangs.
Now, I'll tell you what, stay there. You're making a good point. We have hereditary mafia, WASP mafia, out of the East Coast, right where you're sitting in Rhode Island. And they're ruthless, and they're destroying America, and they're a global organized crime syndicate. That's what the New World Order is. It's a global crime syndicate that runs the government. Stay there. I'll let you finish up, Sean.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. Let me just briefly mention this article. This is out of the Hindustan Times. Got a bunch of other stories here. Russia launches nuclear war games. Russia notified the United States on Tuesday that it has launched war games that involve the test launch of intercontinental missiles and flights by its heavy nuclear bombers. Deputy Chief of Staff General Yuri Bolovansky stressed that the exercises are being conducted, quote, in order to prevent aggression and military pressure being applied to Russia. And by the way, about a year ago, the BBC reported they put all the red stars and hammers and sickles back on the aircraft and tanks. Now, that's our little friends. But don't worry, well, we've got all the colleges watched and the borders open and the citizens being tracked and traced. Don't worry. And Pakistan's arming everyone, but our government's armed North Korea. But again, don't worry. Just give your rights up. Let the police wear black ski masks and put cameras up in the schools. And going back to Sean in Rhode Island, yeah, the New World Order is a handful of families who run their own hereditary organized crime syndicates over different sectors of the economy. And they have their own little criminal gangs that work for them. And it's the same psychology. Go ahead and finish up, Sean.
Yeah, basically, I just want to take that and let that be out in the open for people who was blind to the fact of that. I just really wanted to call to put out a couple little things here. And I just want to make this other two more points, and I'm going to let you be. I want to let you people know, you ever look to America for something, look at this. There's gangs in America. Bloods, there's Crips, there's all kinds of gangs. Somebody shoot somebody who's somebody's family member. There's going to be a retaliation. America is the same way. But ain't nobody killed anybody that belongs to America. If somebody drops a bomb in Pakistan, America's going to go over there and show them who the real killers are.
All right, thanks for the call. And when you say America, I want to make it clear, criminal elements using America as its shill. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in North Carolina. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Thank good.
You for taking my call. I appreciate all the good work that you're doing every time I call. Thank you very much. I appreciate the Greg Palast interview today, too. Something happened here in North Carolina yesterday that has got me absolutely fired, flat to the pit of my being. In Raleigh, the capital city here, we had an 18-wheeler turnover yesterday in the middle of town. The 18-wheeler was reportedly carrying military arms, our military arms. It's not getting any national coverage. I have called local talk shows here, supposedly conservative edges. They won't talk about it. I can't get any information from anyone as to where the truck was going, what its destination was, what route it was supposed to be taken. This thing shut down a half-mile circumference, well, a half-mile radius all the way around the crash site in town. We're not talking about on a highway, not that that would have been bad enough or whatever, but have you seen reports of this? Do you know why we would be using 18-wheelers to transport military weapons through major cities in North Carolina? I mean, this is subcontracted out 18-wheelers or
Was this a side street or a major highway?
No, this was through the middle of town. I mean, Alex, how hot do you have to be to get some answers from people? I mean, now to a lot of people, this might not sound like a whole lot.
All I say is that it was weapons. You want to know what type of weapons?
Well, I know that it was shells because you could see them from the video cameras on the 6 o'clock news last night. But they won't tell what kind of shells, you know, what kind of armament was.
Well, I know in Alabama they've been burning up all the old chemical weapons shells, but I don't know. I need some information. I mean, I think they should tell us.
All right. I have called WTVD 11, one of the local radio television stations here, and I am supposed to be able to get video footage of that through that or through their organization. Now, here locally, about 40 miles northeast of Raleigh, thereabout, Camp Butner, an old World War II Camp Butner, it's for the most part shut down now. It has really no military use available to it at this point in time. We are turning up, I guess, on an average of about 50 to 75 shells per year that were buried there for training during World War II. Now, you know, that in and of itself is bad enough, being that the local economy here for a little while was seemingly good in terms of people being able to refinance and build homes.
How are shells buried in an old munitions area? How is that tied into the economy?
All right. Well, that's what I'm getting ready to get. That's what I'm getting ready to talk about. All right. The shells being buried in the old Camp Butner area. The economy that was good that produced, well, I say good, the economy that produced financing low enough to get homes bought, land paid for, that kind of thing, built right on top of old Camp Butner. So in the back of people's yards, here we go digging up mortar rounds and so forth. Here locally, I don't know, maybe it's just my crazy mind working. I'm kind of a little bit perturbed about the whole shell issue. You know, we deal with this out here in this area enough, and now we got trucks turning over in the capital city, toting around bombs. What do you do? Who do you talk to?
Well, I agree. They're not supposed to have big live ordnance driving around the middle of cities, you need to complain so they don't do that. And I appreciate the call. I understand your concern. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Alex, always a pleasure. I feel your pain. I try to tell
feel your pain
every day. It's like, you know, we are on borrowed time. I know that the New World Order's work
is
pre-Cambrian.
They say I'm a right-wing extremist now.
Yeah. Anyway, it's tax time again. And I was wondering if you were going to have maybe Bob Schultz or Irwin Schiff on the show.
Yeah, I should do that.
And also, I was reading somewhere where the first of all, I loved your video when you went in and you asked the GW about the Federal Reserve and the Council on Foreign Relations when they kidnapped you.
Yes.
Now, I was reading somewhere where the Federal Reserve can actually be bought out for $4 million or billion. I can't remember which one it is. $4 million or $4 billion. It's actually written into the federal the Banking Act of 1913.
Yeah, but the Treasury and the Congress has to agree to that. And so, I mean, that's all the old laws. I mean, they're not about to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, that, they have that clause in there, but that's for them. They're not going to sell it to you.
Right. I know, but there's one way that we could, because that would just bring them to a grinding halt, take their money away.
Huh. Well, you don't think these criminals are just going to turn loose of things, do you?
Not at all.
You have to educate enough people for that process to begin.
Right. That's why I thought Bob or Irwin. Irwin's book, The Federal Mafia, is a great read.
It is.
And I must admit, I'm guilty of working for government, industry, the media, and education, and the BS got so high in each one of those, I got out of them, and each time I got out of the pan and into the fire. So I don't know where I'm going to go next. Well, I told you a couple weeks ago I started my own organization, Truth, teaching and researching United States treasonous hierarchy.
Well, that's good.
This weekend, we are going to be going around to the different tax preparers, and we're going to have little cards, and we're going to be handing them out to people going into the tax preparers that ask them to ask their tax preparer, where does it say we have to pay? Blah, 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 all of this. Four simple questions. And I would encourage other people to do that, too, around their area, because it's public property. You can stand out in front of these buildings. You can hand things out to people going in there, and you can put the pressure on these places.
Great. Thank you for the call, Tim.
Bye.
Good to hear you're doing that. Pat, okay, who's up next? Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, you go ahead. I was about to go to Pat, but they hung up.
Okay. Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I was listening to your callers, and I agree with all of them. However, I think a lot of dissension has been directly the cause and effect is with the World Bank and IMF. And as you know, there is no, or if any, little oversight, except for when they come to Congress and beg for some more money. But we're talking about over $200 billion within 5 years to the International Monetary Fund alone. And what they do is they go into these Central American countries and South America. I'm just giving you examples. And they don't understand why the people are outraged with this country. I mean, this crowd does not...
Well, yeah, 1973, the IMF told the 50 most populous third world countries, they told them, you have to sterilize half your women forcibly or no more IMF or World Bank money. So absolutely.
That's right. And that's just one example of many and how these loans are made. And, I mean, it's extortion in my book.
Well, they take our money that's fiat to begin with, backed up by our debt. Then they go, give it to dictators, tell them, and this has come out in World Bank and IMF documents, not to pay it back. They sign contracts signing the people, the land, the resources over to the globalists.
Bingo, you got it. And these people can't understand why people are very upset with Americans. I mean, these globalists need to be put on notice. IMF needs to be abolished, Alex.
Well, the globalists have been, again, using America as their front, that America gets demonized. And the American people get demonized. It's not really America doing it.
That's correct.
We were this free, strong, wealthy country. The globalists took over, have used our wealth, our energy, our minds to dominate the world, and now they're dumbing us down and taking our jobs and making us third world serfs as well.
You got it, Alex. And the people need to wise up. IMF needs to be abolished. And I suggest that your listeners, please call Congress and get this corrupt cabal abolished once and for all.
Well, they're the owners of the Federal Reserve. Thanks for the call.
They still need to be abolished. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And and then it's the same bankers funding the textbooks and the comic books and the pamphlets in Mexico saying the Southwest belongs to Mexico, because they want to use these people to break the country down when they're the ones raping them. That's the point I was trying to make earlier. Who was he? Richard from Texas? All right, let me dive, and I mean dive, into the news here in the last 15 minutes, as promised. More news, and I'll recap some of the top stories at the very end of the show. CNN Money. Jobless claims rise. New weekly claims for unemployment come in unexpectedly higher than Wall Street forecast. Now remember, 2 million people in the last 3 weeks have gone off their unemployment roll. They're no longer counted as unemployed. And then Bush says, oh, less unemployment. New job claims rose in the United States last week. The Labor Department said 363,000 people filed new claims for state unemployment benefits in the week that ends February 7th, up from a revised 357,000 the prior week. Economists on average expected 345,000 new claims, according to the briefing. The four-week moving average of new claims, which irons out the volatility of the weekly data, rose to 350,500 from a revised 345,500 the prior week. Continued claims, the number of people out of work for a week or more, fell to 3.08 million for the week ending January 31st, the latest data available from the revised 3.1 million the prior week. So they're saying only a few hundred thousand people. Unemployment's gone down by a few hundred thousand, but then we've got millions going off the rolls as they cook the books. This is out of the Herald Tribune, Associated Press, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. Panel approves plan to monitor all prescription drug sales. Now, again, all over the country, the pharmacies are already doing this, but now they're codifying it state by state, but it's federally funded. The state would maintain a database of prescription drugs sold in the state and who bought them under a measure a House budget panel approved Wednesday. House Majority Leader Rick Quinn, Republican Columbia, want approval for the database as a way and means committee wrapped up a work on temporary law changes that will be put on the state budget. Quinn told the panel the database operated by the State Department of Health and Environmental Control would help cut down prescription drug abuses. For instance, he said, police would be able to catch people who visit multiple doctors for treatment of the same malady and get prescription drugs and then resell them. The legislation affects Schedule II through V drugs. Those are the harshest legal narcotics, such as morphine, down to cough syrups and codeine. So there you go. It seems very overreaching for the government to be tracking prescription drugs use of all health care recipients in our state, said Sue Berkowitz, executive director of the South Carolina Legal Justice Center. The budget amendment says different groups could access the data. Pharmacists for the prescriptions they issue, patients for the prescriptions they receive, state regulators investigating pharmacists, grand jury for the subpoena, law officers investigating abuse of illegal drugs. So now police without a warrant, just a big database. That cop doesn't like you next door, wants to find out what's going on, just type it right into the database. Oh, that's just what they're telling you about it. Quinn's proposal requires no subpoena or warrant for law enforcement access for the information. People who improperly disclose data information face a fine of more than $5,000. Law-abiding citizens should not have their records gone through just because law enforcement wants to check them, Berkowitz said. Has nothing to do with terrorism, but it's all part of the terrorism of the globalist, centralizing control, part of the matrix system. And that's not a movie, that's the system. Senators push 2-year internet tax ban. That's good news. U.S. senators opposed to a bill to permanently ban internet access taxes. See, it sounds good on the surface. Unveiled rival legislation on Wednesday for a temporary tax moratorium that would not threaten state and local revenues. Folks, there's not a tax on a Sears Roebuck catalog. They say, oh, well, any other new catalog, anything out of state, you got to pay taxes. And a lot of companies are already doing it. Very bad. And can you imagine having to keep track of that? Just amazing. Feds back off case targeting anti-war activists. Civil liberties groups Tuesday hailed the withdrawal of subpoenas issued last week for four peace activists by federal prosecutors in Des Moines, Iowa, as a significant victory, but instead the government must explain why they were issued in the first place. That's what they're busy doing as Pakistan runs around arming everyone and Bush orders the FBI not to investigate. And Ribkin blames security services for his absence. Associated Press, the Russian presidential candidate, Ivan Ribkin, tried yesterday to end the discussion surrounding his five-day disappearance. An interview with the Echo of Moscow Radio, the Kremlin cited hinted that the blame lay on the security services for indirectly frightening him into hiding and for not telling the country where he was. Rybkin announced that he was taking time out to decide whether to abandon his candidacy in the election of March 14th. President Vladimir Putin is widely expected to win. So it looks like a staged event. Piglard to stop terror attacks. This is out of the news of Australia. And I'd heard the French did this when they had Muslims bombing them back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, that they would ladle out pig lard up and down the rocks, the rock beds supporting the tracks, because if one of these Muslims thought that they bombed it, if a rock hit them, they wouldn't get into heaven. Israeli police have come up with plans to place bags of pig lard on buses in a bid to deter Palestinian militants from carrying out suicide attacks, the Marab Daily reported. I'll tell you more about that and a bunch of other really serious news when we get back. Stay with us.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm here live, folks. And I really am proud of the work we're doing at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We've been adding new video clips and key analysis and a lot of amazing info there, like my Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove tie-in special I did. It's 41 minutes long. It's for free. It's on the website. And every week or so, we're going to be putting up 20 to 30 to 40-minute presentations on key issues, and I hope you'll spread the word about it. the Andres von Bülow, the German technology minister interview, where he lays out the globalists behind 9/11. That transcript's up on the site. I hope you'll get it and email it out to people. Got a few final news articles here that I want to get to. But before I do that, just briefly, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I published a book. I carry other good books and films and books on tape by the best folks, best researchers out there, the most accurate info I can find. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Get the videos. Get them out to your friends and family. Make copies of them. Spread the word. Here's the toll-free number to get the films. You get big discounts when you order three or more. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My newest film is Matrix of Evil, full of exposés on the New World Order, full of solutions. Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Roberts, myself, need to get it. Oh, this pig lard to stop terror attacks. Rabbinical authorities have given the idea its approval on the grounds that it could be a life-saving measure, even though pigs are considered impure to Jews, as well as Muslims, and they're talking about putting pig lard in schools everywhere. Bags of pig lard. I've read the French did this. I'd like to hear from some Muslims, maybe tomorrow. Is it true that you're so afraid of a pig that's true? Because I've read that and heard that. I guess it is true. That's amazing. Rumsfeld draws back on Blair's 45-minute claim, ABC News. And he now says, I don't remember the statement being made, to be perfectly honest, Rumsfeld told a Pentagon news conference. So he's now basically saying he never said that. I've got him on video. I had VCRs running for weeks leading up to the Iraq war, during the Iraq war. Just more, I don't ever remember saying that. Never said that. Pentagon cooking the casualty counts. American Free Press, there's a lot of mainstream articles on this. It's in the thousands. It's in the thousands in Iraq. It's in the thousands in Afghanistan, and it's in the hundreds worldwide, in the hundreds in the Philippines. It's just horrible. French lawmakers strike over criminal justice bill, and French lawyers went on strike Wednesday as a permanent parliament prepared to enact a new criminal justice law that many fear would undermine civil liberties and strengthen police powers, lengthening detention periods, and introducing plea bargaining. And they're basically enacting the same police state measures that England and the U.S. are. It's the same thing worldwide. The French aren't against the globalists. They're all in it together. So that's serious as well. I'm out of time. Boy, that show just exploded past us. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, right here on this same fine station you're listening to us on, whether it's AM, FM, shortwave, internet. And we got more great guests coming up tomorrow and some huge guests that we've lined up for next week. So thank you for listening to this live Thursday edition, the 12th of February, 2004. And thanks to our affiliates, our sponsors, our listeners, and number one, God. And please help us get the word out and fight the globalists and realize that we don't have a choice. I guess we do. Submit to this and be slaves or stand up and fight it. I know that giving in to tyrants only makes it worse. So let's stand up and be part of history and defend this republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Again, God bless you all.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.